XL RC Pro.
Hey, Derek, it's Pete.
Hey there.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, busy day. Yeah, so I was just talking about your deal with the underwriters, and we're hitting a little bit of snag in the road here with your wife's credit and the lack of. You know, have you ever thought about maybe putting the business under your name? Like, how's your credit look like?
It's the same. We just haven't got credit cards or anything like that.
It's, well, like, one of the major issues was there's a couple judgments on there. I don't know if you're aware. There was one with, they're all in the Douglas County court circuit here. It was for, let me look, I'm looking at it right now. Credit Services of Oregon, Southern Oregon Credit Service, and Quick Collect, Inc. They're all like $2,000, $1,500, and $400. Two of them were this year, and one was back in 2011. But that's what's really like holding us up here at this point. You know, is there any options you might have? Because you know, it wouldn't be just us having trouble getting you a loan, even though it's a sales based loan. You know, with no credit score, it's really tough for any bank or any lender to do anything here.
Yeah.
Maybe are those judgments not under your name? And you know, maybe if you, even if it's like, you know, even if you have something there, like a credit score, it'll definitely help the case out and, you know, easily get you funded that way. But right now, it's going to be hard.
We can definitely check. I'm not against that.
Yeah.
The business is in her name, but I'm the one that runs it. She works full time.
Exactly. I remember you'd said that. That's why, you know, I wanted to maybe make the recommendation. Is there any specific reason that it's in her name instead of yours? Because, like, you do run it.
At the time when we were opening the business, it was all kind of a hurry thing, and mm-hmm. It just, at the time, was easier.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I mean, that would be my recommendation. Just, you know, like I said, it's not even just us. Like, pretty much any bank, any lender is going to have a hard time funding anything with no credit score, even on these sales-based loans here. So I would try and switch the business over into your name, and then we could try and continue from there. Or if you could think of anything else, but you know, from my professional standpoint here, that I think that would be the best idea.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to switch names. Yeah, I know. I think the next step to do would be to make it an LLC instead.
Yeah. I mean, if you made it an LLC, I mean, there's people still look at your personal credit for a lot of these loans. It would help you because, you know, it'd be all under the business credit instead of being a sole prop where it's like completely under your name. But again, it's definitely something that every lender is going to be looking at. The owner of the business's personal credit. I just kind of wanted to give you an update. I mean, we're not, you know, the deal isn't totally dead at this point, but, you know, from what I've seen in the past and, you know, what I'm dealing with right now, I can tell you it's going to be really hard to get this funded from us or from any other bank or lender.
Okay. I mean, I will.
If you want, I guess talk about it with your wife tonight. See, you know, weigh your options out. See how easy it is to, you know, transfer it to an LLC or to, you know, put it under your name instead.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't see us changing the name on the ownership. Just because it's kind of all set up that way already with everything.
Yeah, I know. Not even like doing business with us, man. But down the road, it's gonna be an issue. You know, next time you go, to, you know, get some more funding, or if you wanted to expand at any other time, you know, just giving you personal advice from, you know, my standpoint, my perspective, I would do. You have to clear up the judgments, or I mean, they're already settled. Just that they happened this year so closely. You know, one was in March and one was in April, like less than 20 days later. So, That's definitely going to affect the score. I mean, you know, there actually is no score. It's a 9002, which is code for no credit score.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Again, I don't even know if you're technically really aware about it too. Sometimes that happens.
I wasn't, because we haven't applied for any sort of credit line anywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. So, if you don't really use credit that often, and you know, it's gonna be tough to realize that you had some issues with it. I would talk about it with your wife, kind of weigh your options a little bit. I can ask for some more advice, maybe from some more experienced people who have been in the industry for a little bit longer than I have, but from my perspective, and I did just get out of a meeting with one of the underwriters about this, and he kind of said, the best suggestion that we have is to, I guess, put it under a different name.
We're just not in a position to do that.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, well. I've got an awesome foundation here. I have no way to continue to make it successful without the capital to do so.
I know, that really is your only issue here. For the amount that you were looking for, you didn't have, you know, terribly bad revenue streams. You know, everything was right there, but like I said, this is just something that every lender is going to look at. Every bank will look at their personal credit, and just having no score is actually almost worse than having a very, very low score.
Right. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would go see. I mean, do you know exactly what happened with these judgments? Because I can give you it right now if you want to write it down, or I could actually just take a screenshot of it and send it over to you, because it'll have the amount and who it was filed with.
Okay, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, anything I could do to help you out here, kind of clear this up for you and, you know, help you get this done. How many...
Well, and then the flip side of it, I don't have the money to clear those judgments, because if I did, I'd have that on my shelves right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's not too much though. I know one of them's the most recent one on April 5th was $439. And then there was another one for $1,500 on March 14th, and those were pretty recent.
I know that there was a two or three in the last year that we had no clue, cuz anything was even coming up, and then my wife got garnished at her work.
Wage garnish,
and,
yep.
And it cleared. She got garnished for three separate things in the last year, and it paid all of them completely off.
Mm-hmm.
One of them just ended three or four weeks ago.
See, that's probably what ruined her score or erased it, because. Yeah, like you said, you didn't really have too much of a foundation in the credit, credit history before that. So, you know, if you have very little credit history combined with judgments and or a lien or something like that, it really is going to hurt you a lot more than if you had some sort of base.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's definitely a difficult situation.
Well, if I can't find funding, I'm going to end up having to close.
Exactly. So I'll take a screenshot of this for you. I'll send it over. I don't know if you want to give them a call, talk to your wife about it. I don't know if you want to square that away. There's not too many options for, you know, where we can go at this point.
So if a couple of those judgments that are on there, if it's stuff that she's already been garnished for and paid for, do we need to somehow get record of that?
Yeah, maybe if we can get some documents to clear that up, it'll and it can't hurt the case, obviously. But if she's paid for them too, I mean, if she's already been garnished and they're paid off, then I mean, it's definitely a complicated situation I don't deal with too often here. It's more of the low credit conversation that I have to have, but in your case, it's very atypical.
Right, because all the other numbers match, and then there's no credit score.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, while it is a sales-based loan, and credit is not looked at very, it's not heavily weighed, but it is part of it, and just no credit score is just the underwriting department's big red flag for them, and they're kind of same thing. They're running into a brick wall. There's nothing they can do.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. I'm gonna shoot this over to you. Take a look at it. See if it jogs any memories, or if you know for sure if they've been paid off. And you might want to give them a call as well. But I'll touch base with you tomorrow, regardless, and we'll try and get this sorted out and see what we can do for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Derek. Take care, man.
Bye.